Hello, friends. Welcome to your weekly Motivational Moments with Eric Vickery, President of Coaching at All-Star Dental Academy. Today, I want to talk to you about case presentation formula. Now, this will be a two-part video. This will be part one. And the first thing that I really want to make sure we understand is that in sales, there are two things we're trying to accomplish. People buy for their reasons, not your reasons. And number two, people don't buy a solution to a problem they don't perceive to have. We've used this over and over and over again. So when we talk about case presentation, remember, we're now post clinical exam. The 95-5 rule has been implemented. You've used all your visuals. And now you're in the consult room. You set the patient up. You have great body language with the patient. You're knee to knee, eye to eye. You're remembering their DISC personality style, which we'll get to, so that you're communicating in a way that they understand. So bottom line or more details or aesthetically or comfort or feel with them. So once you've taken all those things into consideration, now you're ready to start the formula. We're just going to cover those two things today. So the first is people buy for their reasons, not your reasons. So as you present, as you begin to present, you might say something like this. Earlier, you stated it was really important for you to have peace of mind. Earlier, you shared with me it was important for you to have beautiful wedding photos coming up. Earlier, you said it was really important for you to overcome this lack of confidence when it comes to your smile, job promotion, whatever it is. So step number one in the case presentation formulas, start with why. There's a book on that. So start with why. Always begin with their why as to how and why you're going to proceed with this treatment proposal. Now, in order to do that, you've had to have done the emotional exam prior to the clinical exam. So part one, people buy for their reasons, not your reasons, means you begin with their reasons. We call it finding the why, and you'll start there. You'll share their why, and you'll say, earlier, you stated it was really important for you to have a job promotion, and you felt like your smile was getting in the way, whatever it was. That's what you're beginning with. So you're going to present their why to them. Part two, and really 2A and 2B, is condition and consequences, the 95-5, the 95 and the 5. And so you'll say, I'm concerned about the infection in your gums. It's going to prevent you from achieving your why because it leads to tooth loss. So part one is start with why. Part 2A and 2B is conditions and the consequences. And remember, there's only two consequences we deal with, which is toothache or tooth loss. So if I were to put all three steps together, I would say, you know, Ricky Bobby, earlier you stated that it was really important for you to have peace of mind knowing you weren't going to lose your teeth like your grandfather. I'm concerned about the infection in your gums. That's the number one reason people lose their teeth. Now, I'm just going to pause there because I want us to make sure we understand the connection between all three of these steps, okay? So practice this with your team, role play this, get this down, and then make sure that you have all your steps in sequence. You don't need to use my exact words. Those are words I'm comfortable with, but remember, start with why. Conditions lead to consequences. Connect those three things with your patient. And then next week, we'll finish this section on case presentation formula, putting it all together. All right, guys, go out there and make it a great week. And if you need more help, just email us at allstardentalacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Dental All-Stars. Visit us online at allstardentalacademy.com.